Mr. Secretary, it looks like we have quorum if you would like to take roll. Are we online?
We're online this time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It is 10:52 on March 18th, and I am going to take roll. Grace Aaron and Ken Aaron both have excused absences, as does Jonathan Alexander. Marlena Bond.
Here.
Sandy Childs.
She's here.
Okay. Sandy Childs is present. Roberta Eidman.
Here.
Present. Stephen Franz has an excused absence. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Present. Jan Goodman, excused absence. Stephen Kaiser.
Here.
Present. Maggie LaPeak, excused absence. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Present. Rob Macon.
Present.
Present. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Present. Ishmael Parra.
Yeah, here.
Present. Reza Poor.
Here.
Present. Steve Pride, Dorothy Reich, and Myla Reason all have excused absences. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Present. Mansoor Sabah.
Present.
Present. Lance Simmons.
Here.
Present. Fernando Velasquez.
Presente.
Present. Lisa Wong, excused absence. So we have 14 people here. Mr. Chairman, we have quorum.
Okay.
Please announce the meeting.
This is the March 18, 2018 session of the local station board meeting.
KPFK.
For KPFK.
So first item of business is actually to seat Mr. Rob Macon. Our former local station board member, Doug Kriegel, has resigned because he's running for the State Board of Equalization, which created an opening for Mr. Macon. And if there's no objections, I'd like to go ahead and seat him at this time. Hearing no objections, Ms. Rob Macon is seated as a local station board member. Welcome. And we normally give you an opportunity to say a few words as a new member, if you'd like to.
I'm really excited because due to all the number of times I'm trying to get on the board, I somehow finally made it. So, yeah, so I'll do my best to do my duty.
And you won't ask for any excused absences?
No.
All right.
Thank you and welcome.
We're depending on that.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
I make a motion to accept the excused absences.
Okay. We're not yet there on the agenda. I will entertain a motion to approve the proposed agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Second. Are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda? Hearing none, the proposed agenda is now approved. I will now entertain a motion to excuse the excuse absence requests.
If I could just reiterate it, Michael, I make a motion to approve the excuse absences.
Okay.
Do we hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to excusing the excused absence requests?
I object.
Okay. So let's take a vote on excusing the excused absences.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Well, but there is an objection. I think that we just need to take a vote on
okay.
it.
All those in favor of approving the excused absences, please raise your hands.
Can I hear Mr. Simmons' objection so it will inform my vote?
Okay. Would you like to motivate that, Mr. Simmons?
Yeah, sure. Is this on?
Yes.
Okay. I raised this issue at the last meeting. I think it is... getting exceedingly annoying for those of us who make the effort to get here. It's a meeting once a month. I mean, you got plenty of time to plan ahead. You got a responsibility, by being a member of this board, and that responsibility is you show up, number one, and you participate. And if you can't do that, and if you can't do that on a rather consistent basis, I've only been a member here for, I don't know, the past 6 or 7 months, but I seem to see the same names month in and month out. Well, if you don't want the responsibility, you should just leave the board. I mean, we're here to do what we're supposed to do, and these people should be here as well. And so I am not doing anything but registering my annoyance with what I think is an irresponsible thing. Now, look, if you have truly an emergency, that's one thing. We all get emergencies. That happens. But it doesn't happen month in and month out, just on the day that you're supposed to be here. And I see this as being very problematic. And I think I don't know what to do about it other than just to register my objection.
Can we have some questions?
Thank you. I have two other people that would like to speak, Barbara and Steve. So, Barbara, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to kind of jump in on your perspective, too. I have missed maybe two meetings in the last year because emergencies do come up. But I think what we're seeing is consistent excused absence over a many-month period, which I think needs to be addressed because it does seem like there's not an interest to participate at the level required.
Okay.
Can we open this up to more of a discussion of what it means to accept an excused absence, what it means to not accept it? I mean, if we don't accept it, does it become an unexcused absence? And if you got three of those in a row, aren't they removed from the board?
That is the thinking, correct. If you have three unexcused absences in a row, according to the bylaws, my understanding is that that person is no longer a local station board member.
Well, Dorothy Reich has not been in the last four or five meetings. She won't come to the Peace Center anymore. I think it's time to address this and get an understanding amongst the board as to what this means and what we should expect. I mean, Lance makes a very good point, and I'm in solidarity with it. And I think of the people that I saw on the list, only Jan had something that came up immediately. The errands are back in New York. That constitutes a good reason. But, I mean, Lisa Wong almost never shows up either.
No,
so,
she's
not
here.
No, she isn't. She's missed four or five of these.
Let's talk. Let's respect Steve's right to speak.
Last month.
Okay. Hold on. Are you done, Steve?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So, if we do not excuse all of the excused absences, then we can continue this by looking at voting on excused absences one by one. Milo, did you have something that you'd like to say?
Roberta.
I'm sorry, Roberta, my bad. Excuse me.
Milo's an excused absence.
Right.
By the way, this was brought up last month's meeting, and John P. Gary, who our former governance and sort of one of our best people in terms of bylaws, clarified, I believe, that the wording of the bylaws is each member is allowed three excused absences per term, but there is no subsequent text that says at which point you are not a member. It just says you're only allowed three, period. So I don't think that triggers I don't believe that triggers a defined result.
That's not what he said.
No, please, no
crosstalk.
Lawrence?
Yes, I made the motion because I wanted the discussion to be had about this because this is a consistent pattern of some, can't say all. I think what's in the bylaws is that three unexcused absences, it doesn't say that you're entitled to three excused absences. It's you're entitled to three unexcused absences. So, I mean, I come here every month, and I'm not trying to shine light on myself, but I try not to miss any committee meeting or any LSB meeting. So, because the members have put me here to represent them, you know, and try to do the best I can. So I'm a vote no, and I encourage that the chair admonish those who have been consistently absent.
Okay, thank you.
Last one, Mansoor.
Okay. This is uncalled for people who have something happens and something comes up and the night before or they're not feeling well. Not to be excused is ridiculous. This is not a proper way of dealing with this. The issue here is we have quorum and we're going to move forward. That's it. There are 24 members on this board. It's okay if 8, 6, 5 of them are being excused. The business would be conducted. Thank you.
Okay.
So I said Mansoor was the last, but Ali, you had your hand up.
Just want to also point out that it's not just these meetings. There's a lot of participation in committees. I see people that are at all these meetings that are in no committees at all. So it's not really fair to say if someone's out of the country, like I was out of the country, there's no way for me to be here. But I participate in committees. I put my time in the board. I participate in the discussions, as well as some of the other people that couldn't make it today. So you can't just blanket say that they're not doing their duty as a board member because they miss a meeting here or there.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask if there's any objections in the hope of streamlining things to voting, just moving to vote on excused absences individually for each of the people that have requested excused absences. You're shaking your head no. Do you object to that?
Normal procedure.
Excuse me. Okay, well, let's go for the excused absences first if we want to excuse absences.
No.
Okay. All those in favor of approving all of the excused absences, please raise your hand and keep them up. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Six.
Hold on. Who's six? Oh, Barbara, I couldn't see your hand. Six. Okay. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five opposed. All abstaining? 1, 2, 3. Okay. So we pass.
So the excused absences are approved. Okay. Thank you. The vote was 6 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions.
Did the chair want to vote?
Yeah, the chair voted as an abstention. That's true. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes?
It's seconded.
Second.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, minutes are approved. At this time, we can move forward to the public comment session.
Do we have a timekeeper?
That would be me. And I basically am keeping time for the entire 15 minutes.
I guess I'm the only one here so far.
You got 15 minutes?
I think. Yeah. Don't know what to do with myself. Okay. The issue of excused absences has been plaguing this LSB for many, many years. It's not an aberration. It's not unique. It's not new. That's redundant. It has got to be dealt with on its head. And I've been keeping tab for the last 3 or 4 months. I need a little clarification. This continues to be allowed. What Mr. Simmons is bringing up is something that has been brought up by other people in the past. It has to be dealt with immediately. These are people that have no concern, or they put other priorities in front. I understand if you're out of the country, Allie. Like the errands are out, I understand that fully. However, if you choose to prioritize, you can also prioritize participating in committees versus showing up once a month at the LSB. It is the LSB where the finality of business gets taken care of. It is the LSB that we, the listeners, come to hold you to account. It is the LSB why there are bylaws. And if you are considering, some people here in September, considering removing the LSB, you're in for a big, big fight. The LSB is the only body in the bylaws, is the watchdog that can hold the LSB members to account, beyond, of course, voting for them. So we have got to place a lot of attention and respect to the procedure, to the process, and to the body. Holding the position is important. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Christopher, do you want to make a public comment?
Yeah, I do. Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Siegel. I've been a volunteer programmer at KPFK for 2 years. Currently, I do 3 podcasts, which are streamed live on Facebook and available on Google Play, Apple Podcasts. We have millennial listeners. About 60% of our audience is millennials. And right now, we're averaging about 6,000 listeners per podcast. I love KPFK. That's why I've been giving my time to it for 2 years, and I want to see it survive not until next year, but until I have children, until I have grandchildren. And I don't see a real push to turning KPFK over to the next generation, both inside the staff and also in with our listener base. And I want to do everything that I can to help that. So I just want to make the board aware of what I'm doing and some proposals that I have that all of us can do to improve things with the station and move the station forward into the next generation. So currently, I have 3 podcasts, and I'm broadcasting them on Facebook Live as a video. They're getting a lot of comments, they're getting a lot of shares, they're getting a lot of attention from millennials. Overall, about 100,000 people across the world have heard the name KPFK through what I've been doing over the past month, who have never heard of KPFK before. If we are going to solve our financial issues and get to a point where we're very sustainable and moving forward financially, we need to reach out to people who are younger than our average age that we're getting money from, that are listening to our station, and we need to reach out to people beyond just this area, because with the internet, we can reach people all over the world. So I'm not exactly sure how the board wants to approach making this happen, but I have a lot of ideas and I'm open to helping in any way that I can. One simple thing that we can do is we can use better technology for our podcasts and for our website that works better. Our app doesn't work. It doesn't work very well. Everybody has problems with it. I've been running an internet radio station for 5 years. The app that I use works 100% of the time, and it's very inexpensive. It's something that the station should be looking at. It's called Mixlr. It works all over the world, and it's unlimited, and it's very inexpensive to use. I also use Squarespace myself for my podcasts. It's a platform that is only $30 a month. I believe the website platform we're using now is a lot more than that. It's anywhere between $50 and $100 a month, and it has a limited amount of storage. Squarespace has an unlimited amount. We can have tons of podcasts on it.
Simultaneously.
All we can have as many as we want. We need to be growing content digitally. We need to be growing content for people that are younger, and it needs to start as soon as possible, and I'm going to do everything that I can to make that happen, and I think the board should as well. And it's going to happen eventually. I'm going to keep working at this because I love KPFK, and I'm going to keep working at this until I'm not around any longer. So I would like to invite everybody here to be a part of making that happen as soon as possible. And if anybody wants more information from me about my ideas, feel free to reach out to me. I'm at the station a lot, and I can give you my contact information.
Email.
Email? Yes. For the record, my email is cterra5@gmail.com.
Thank you, Chris. And my understanding is that our vice chair will coordinate between you and management on these issues to assist in moving forward on these fronts. I thank you very much. Any board members that have questions on contacting Chris, please do so through our vice chair, Barbara Marbach. Right. She can provide you that information. Thank you.
Okay.
You're not going to speak?
Michael?
No.
There's a couple of minutes left. I just want to recommend.
There's still time for public comment.
Okay. Really quick, regarding the Spanish, programming. It has become a routine to preempt the Spanish programming, language programming, and this is further disenfranchising a very large segment of the population within the signal area of KPFK. CPB funds to educate you once again were removed for the dwindling membership. Dwindling membership has to be an effort from everywhere within the signal area, and a large constituency of that could be and is being denied membership. Now, if you look at this politically, socially, economically, it is a violation of the regulations and rules of the corporation formation of corporation within California state law. Now, I have brought this up before, has been brought up by Paulina. This is very serious. This can no longer go on. And I need to get an update on what's going on. How quickly is Alan Minsky going to be kicked out the door? And I mean that yesterday. We have got to be very serious. Why Alan Minsky, almost singularly, with the acquiescence of many of you, has been destroying our station, therefore destroying Pacifica. Remember, KPFK carries the water for the network and has been for many years. If we're not serious about these two areas, boy, I don't know, you shouldn't be here, period.
Thank you, Bella. Are there any other public comments at this time? Hearing none, we can move on to our reports. We have Mansoor Sabah.
We did.
We have.
Mansoor.
You're up, Mansoor.
Maybe he's talking first. Oh, he went to the bathroom.
Maybe.
It's in my hall talking.
It's funny that the guy that complains about excused absences just walks out of the meeting.
Munster's only director of prison.
You have to talk to that guy.
Mansoor is...
Go to the next one.
MIA.
Our only director that's here today. The treasurer is not here, nor is the GM.
You're right over the wire.
Mansoor.
It's not during the wire.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. We're at the point in the agenda, Mansoor, for director's reports. Since you're the only director present today, you're up.
I'll be very elaborate. things are done behind closed doors. We're dealing with... financial and matters that we are talking with the executive director and legal people. That's all I can say. Thank you.
What did you say?
We're dealing with legal issues. That's all.
So
you have a report out?
That was my report.
That is no report.
So basically, what Mansoor said is the Pacifica National Board is dealing with confidential matters in closed session,
yes.
And he doesn't really have a report out other than that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
We also have a period for. Excuse me. Thank you. We also have time for questions and answers from the board to the director. Yes. Would anyone like to be on the staff?
Me.
Okay. Okay, I have Roberta, Lawrence, and Steve for the stack. Please, Roberta, go ahead.
Everything seems to take place behind closed doors, but this seems something that should be a matter of public record. Has the judgment by the Empire State been cleared, either by them dropping it or by us satisfying it so that we no longer have a judgment legally in hanging over us?
I'm sorry, this is confidential stuff. I can't talk about it.
The judgment is a court document. If it's clear, that would go through the courts.
I can't talk about it.
So what can you talk about, Mansoor?
I just mentioned that we're dealing with confidential matters.
I heard that. What can you talk about?
I'm telling you.
It sounds like the judgment has not yet been satisfied.
I'm going to conclude that.
Yes. Okay. Lawrence?
Yeah, this is very cavalier of you, Mansoor. I'm just wondering if there's anything in open session that was discussed.
We haven't held any open sessions for the last 2 weeks.
You have not had
a, no.
So I've been on the behind doors.
Behind closed doors.
Okay. So I gather what's public information is that there's been a loan. Approved, right?
No say.
It's been an loan. Hasn't there been a loan approved?
Confidential matters right now. So just bear with us for another week.
That's pretty public.
Then that's your version of
it. It's been all over the internet.
That's fine. But I cannot talk about that. I didn't put it on.
So what can you talk about?
That we have met behind in a closed session.
Wait,
please.
Okay.
The confidential matters. Thank you. Hopefully, they would come to an end within a week or so. So that's why it's all confidential. We don't want anything to get derailed.
So hopefully, we'll be able to have a more full report out next month.
Hopefully sooner than that.
One last point. So when that information is procured. Are the directors going to supply that information in a report to the LSB?
Yes,
can I take your word?
To everybody. Once we have a solution and we have reached a conclusion, yes, it will be announced to all members of Pacifica.
And that would be by the executive director.
Yes, that's correct.
So the director's responsibilities are to provide reports at these meetings. The executive director, if there is a national conclusion.
Is the director's responsibility, Chair, to provide those reports?
Okay,
whether it's proprietary, then it should be done in the executive session. But we do not have to wait for the executive director to report out to the whole network.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, I don't think we need to have any back and forth on that. Steve?
Mansoor, you said that you can't talk about the financial arrangements and the loan we're trying to arrange to satisfy the Empire State. You also mentioned something else that you can't talk about behind closed sessions. What was that?
Those are legal issues that lawyers are involved in.
Right. No, I understand that. That was the financing. What was the other thing that you couldn't talk about that's confidential at the moment?
I thought
you mentioned two things that were... Michael, did you record that? I thought you said two things that you couldn't talk about.
Financial and legal issues that have been dealt with.
Okay, is there other illegal issues besides the Empire State Building?
Illegal?
That you, legal issues that you're dealing with besides the Empire State situation?
We are dealing with legal and financial issues, and hopefully they will come.
Legal issues that you're dealing with behind closed doors that you can't talk about?
That's why it's called behind.
No, that's fine. I'm not asking you to comment on them. I want you to say what they are that's under consideration.
It sounds like Mansoor feels that he cannot answer those questions because of confidentiality.
I cannot say that we're talking about the Stephen Kaiser behind closed doors then it becomes a Stephen Kaiser.
Listen, you commented that you're not talking about the Empire State situation. I understand that. I thought you mentioned something else that you guys are talking about behind closed doors you can't comment on now.
We're trying to save Pacifica from getting ruined, and we're dealing
with what?
Ruined.
Okay.
And we have legal issues on hand, and we have financial issues on hand. That's what we're dealing with.
What are the legal issues?
What I've heard Mansoor state is that he cannot discuss anything at this time because it's all confidential.
If he told you, he'd have to kill you.
Yeah. No, I have to kill myself.
Okay, I can understand why we're not talking about the Empire State situation. Roberta, I'm sure they would not vacate the issue. They've got a claim. They've got a legal judgment, and they're pursuing that. And they have to do that on behalf of their shareholders. I understand that. And they're trying to arrange a loan, and I understand the confidentiality of that. What I was asking about was if there exists other legal issues, and I think we should be appraised of the fact that there exists other legal issues and that they are discussing that in confidentiality. I'm not attacking the confidentiality. I understand that. I want to know what issues are out there, and I think we have a right to know that.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you're trying to get blood from a turnip.
Mansoor says
that he is unable to discuss any confidential issues that have been discussed on the Pacifica National Board at this time.
I'm not asking him to discuss that. I'm asking him to identify them.
Okay, we're talking about Stephen Kaiser on behind closed doors on national.
God, you guys are really hilarious. Don't quit your day job. You're not ready for stand-up yet. Yeah. Can't you just answer the goddamn questions?
He's told you six ways to
celebrate. Then I'll be knocked out of the national board.
I have a point of order, China.
Yes, Mark, excuse me. Mr. Reyes has a point of order. Please, see, what is your point of order?
I wish to ask that the secretary reflect on the minutes that Mr. Sabat was not able to provide a report due to being cavalier and due to him not being able to provide a report because of, quote, everything's been done behind closed doors.
Your request is noted. Okay. So.
Wait,
he doesn't need to respond. Mr. Reyes's request is noted. Thank you.
It's in the Q&A period. I think he has the opportunity.
Question. Well, it wasn't a question. Okay. Are there any other questions for Mr. Sabat?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Yes, Mr. Velasquez.
Mr. Sabat, is there an area in the legal frame that you are able to talk about at this point? Or shall we say you want to take the fifth on all of it?
It's not a fifth. Just my report out, we have met behind closed doors in closed sessions for last two or three meetings, and we are dealing with financial and legal issues. That's all I can tell you.
That are confidential.
That are confidential. There's nothing else.
Thank you. Can we move on to the second session of public comments? Hearing no objections, let's do so.
Wow, these public comments are coming in so quickly, I don't know what to do with myself. On the issue of that we just spent a lot of time trying to get blood out of the rock, it all depends what rock that is. Now, there's a lot of confidentiality that is maintaining a lot of information away from current time, in real time. That is a concern. That is to be of a concern to all of us. In real time. So we will find out what is the BS, what is the legitimacy of what is being held away from all of us, the audience, the membership, as well as the LSB members. And Mr. Sabat just noted that this information will become open in knowing, open to the public perhaps a week prior or before a week. So we will see what is on that report, and then we can note and deduct from that. I'm very concerned that you, as a body of the LSB, are not taking seriously, I reiterate, the issue of absences, of excused absences, which continue to take up and become a cancer within the formation of this body, and it also affects the progress of this body. And I'm very concerned again about the preemption of all Spanish programming during the fund drives. Again, the disenfranchisement of this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella.
I come to this body every month. I make an effort. I now live very far away. Take that into consideration.
Thank you, Bella. We appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bella. Good morning. Sorry, I just walked in, so I missed all of the business of this board. But wow. I don't know if the board is aware that every year on March 25th, KPFK holds a special block of programming, a 24-hour block to commemorate the Million Man March, where Los Angeles immigrants and their supporters walked, took the streets to protest the racist Hansenbrenner proposal to criminalize immigrants and their supporters.
The
amendment, correct. And the same happened in many other cities. So the block of programming that's 24 hours long, it has been a very important part of the KPFK presence in the community, and this year it will be starting on the 24th at 6 p.m. and ending on the 25th at 6. It will be bilingual this time, so we'll be having English and Spanish language programming on the airwaves, and I hope that this board helps us promote it once the agenda is finalized, once we know what's going to be on the air. So look out for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. And we do have agendas there available to the public if you would like to see what business we have conducted today.
I want to thank Chris for his comments earlier. I've served on the board for 6 years and on the national board for about a year and constantly tried to push the need for improvements in the website and introducing the ethos of social media into the broadcast operations of KPFK and Pacifica, so that it would have some handle on survival into the rest of the 21st century. So I would commend the board to pay close attention to what he's offering you, and to act on it as soon as possible. I want to say that I think that the board is once again derelict in its duty. You should move to have the rest of your session in executive session, so you can get a full report from your single director who had the grace to show up at this meeting. And that's on you, not on him. I particularly am outraged that a couple of members of this board, including a national board director, sitting here ostentatiously reading a newspaper during public comment. I think it's outrageous and insulting to your own operations as a board and to the members of the public who actually got here. In particular, there was a member reading the weather report and the obituaries. And I think the weather facing Pacifica is extremely stormy, and the obituary for this network is written unless you do something about it.
Well said.
Thank you, Mr. Novak.
That's close to good.
Are there any other public comments at this time? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Okay. Mr. Secretary, can we take a vote on the motion to adjourn?
Can you specify objections, Chair?
Yes, Mr. Reyes, please, if you would like to motivate your objection.
I just want to reflect on what I heard. And I believe that this board is in dereliction in regards to obtaining information, in regards to not only Pacifica, but KPFK, in regards to the cavalierness of the report that was just given to us from the National Board. So I would move that we go into executive session so the director could have more of an opportunity to be candid with this board instead of ending early and going home and singing Kumbaya because we had just gotten all cavaliered.
Okay, a motion to adjourn is not debatable, and it does take precedence. So if the board chooses not to adjourn, then we can entertain a motion to go into executive session. But we need to take a vote on the motion to adjourn. Again, if the motion's not debatable, Mr. Simmons, did you have a comment?
I only wanted to ask, if we go into executive session, will we learn anything more than we've learned right now?
Probably.
That's the reason.
No, I want an answer to the question, not a probably. Would we? Will we? Does it make sense for us to go into executive session is my question.
No, Lance, we wouldn't.
Well,
I don't know. We wouldn't know until we...
Can the presenter who would give us the information tell us?
Would you like to try to clarify that point of information?
As a director.
So the answer was no. I'm assuming that that's no, that we would not learn anything.
No, he doesn't care.
Excuse me, no cross-talking from the public, please.
That's correct.
Okay, I want to be absolutely clear on this. We're not going into executive session. We shouldn't go into executive session if we're not going to learn anything more.
Mr. Mansour?
No comment.
He didn't say you wouldn't learn anything more. He said he wouldn't care to answer your question.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
So.
I think the board deserves an answer.
Thank you.
I think the only answer we're going to get is if we go into executive session. We're going to have to vote on whether or not to adjourn before we can entertain a motion to go into executive session. So, motion to adjourn. Mr. Secretary, if you can take a vote on that motion.
All those in favor?
Roll call.
A roll call vote has been requested.
Okay. All right. Marlena Bond?
To adjourn or not to
adjourn?
Yes, adjourn. No, do not adjourn.
No, do not adjourn. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Yes, adjourn. Roberta Eidman?
Yes.
Yes, adjourn. Jamie Gomez?
I'm going to abstain at this time.
Stephen Kaiser?
I want to pass also.
Pass or abstain?
Pass. It's an abstention like Jamie's.
Yeah. Well, okay. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Yes, adjourn. Rob? Yes, adjourn. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Yes, adjourn. Ishmael Parra?
No.
No. Rezapur?
No.
No.
Change your vote, Rob.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
No. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Hang on. Let me move down. Sorry.
Don't announce the vote till the people who...
why is it not? I'm having issues with my computer here. Just a second. Okay.
Back to the passing.
Lance Simmons?
No.
Fernando Velasquez?
No.
Okay, so we are currently tied 6 yes, 6 no, 2 abstain.
That means the motion is defeated.
Well, we're going to go back to the abstentions if anyone would like to change.
You first.
The chair reserves the right to go last.
Wait a second. I vote to abstain. I mean, I'm sorry. I vote yes to adjourn.
Okay, so we are currently at 7.
I'm ashamed, you know, you two stupid people like you.
We are currently at 7 to adjourn, 6 to not adjourn, 1 abstention.
And I will allow that abstention to stand. We are hereby adjourned.
No, he's so to the...